This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. In recent years, federal spending on scientific research has not kept up with inflation. So some scientists have done what writers and musicians and filmmakers have done. They've turned to crowdfunding for support, which has raised some big questions. Reed Frazier, who's with the Pennsylvania public radio show The Allegheny Front, reports.
Susan Nagel studies the health impacts of chemicals used in fracking. Last year, Nagel of the University of Missouri found remnants of these chemicals in Colorado streams near where fracking spills had occurred.
So this was an initial study, and we found this kind of strong association.
But she wanted to go farther and confirm her results with more testing. Her grant application with the National Institutes of Health, however, sat in limbo for months.
And so we turned to crowdfunding.
Nagel set up a project page on the website experiment.com.
We spent a lot of time on the actual site, developing a video.
It's now time to do a comprehensive chemical analysis. However, this is costly, and we need your support. Please donate and share with your friends and family.
It worked. Nagel raised $25,000 for a follow-up study. Research like hers is the latest destination for online donors looking to back projects they like. Brian Meese of the crowdfunder Rocket Hub says science that strikes an emotional chord does better on his site.
Research for, for animals, research for the environment, things that are curious, things that are quirky, things that are fun.
It helps if your page has awesome pictures of sharks or jaguars, or if it's about a topic donors care about. The crowd has launched hundreds of small-scale science projects, but some point to potential problems. When the federal government decides whether to fund a grant, panels of experts peer review each application. The National Science Foundation's Kevin Croston says it's not like that when the crowd is the judge.
You really need an expert to be able to look at that and say, well, this really is new and interesting, or, in fact, this is like something that's already been done.
Crowdfunders like Jai Ranganathan say they're working on it. Ranganathan runs SciFundChallenge.org, which vets projects to ensure the people behind them aren't, well, totally crazy.
Basically, they're just looking to screen out cranks, that you're not writing in crayon. And that's what we were trying to do.
Ranganathan says crowdfunding can fill in some gaps in federal funding. But in the end, it's no match for the biggest crowd of all, taxpayers. In Pittsburgh, I'm Reed Frazier for Marketplace.